General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushbelt of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Yes, please, this way. Doctor? You can't go in there, young man. You know this thing ours now.
I'm sorry, sister. And thanks, by the way, for the young man. But with your permission, I'd like to see Dr. Ryder immediately. It's very urgent. Farmer, 60 miles out. Hit by a leopard. I don't think we've got long if we're going to do anything for him. Is the doctor available?
We've just submitted a motor accident case.
Peter Grant. You remember him, I expect. A farmer, danger man, always being disturbed by someone in dire straits somewhere. This time it was Tom Combrink, an elderly Rhodesian who farmed 59 miles out of Livingston. His wife had been pretty upset when she telephoned Grant, and he'd gone immediately to the Livingston European Hospital in search of Ryder, who was good in the bush and knew what a leopard could do to a man. Grant had often thought of charging for his sort of bush trouble man services. Nobody ever left him to farm in peace. This time, with the leopard, he thought it was going to be more or less routine. He was wrong. He remembers the story as the theatre sister.
It's you. Nathan was fuming about people not knowing what a hospital's
for.
Look, I just made some tea. Come in.
Look, I haven't exactly got time.
Relax. Ryder's been sounded out. If someone can be found to take over, he'll be with you. Leopard, the matron said, man's been...
How long is it likely to be before we can get cracking again? It's 60 miles to the Combrinks' place. There's only his wife there.
Matron sent Nurse Watson in now. I don't know how bad the motor accident case is. Possibly Jack White can take over, but Dr. Ryder's the only surgeon we've got at the moment. Oh, you know Sean Matthews, he's over in Salisbury. Dr. Benson's in Johannesburg, and believe it or not, whilst we wait for the relief to come up from South Africa, Martin Wild goes and breaks a leg down rugby. How many sugars?
Three, please.
Three? They're huge spoons. Oh, well.
They're finding out if it's possible to get hold of Ryder, you say?
Stop panicking. There's nothing you can do until they find a doctor, is there? Why do people always send SOSs to you, Peter Grant? Are there any other able-bodied men in your district?
Well, I was only glad that I was at home and able to help. Oh, thanks. Phew, it's hot. Don't they provide you with saucers in the hospital, Joe?
They're all broken.
I'll send you some from Sable Ranch. We've plenty.
Plenty of saucers. You and smelly old Skellum. There's something missing on Sable Ranch, Peter Grant.
Is there? Oh, look, come on, June girl. Combrink's going to peg out if...
Peter, there's another man in there now. He went through a car windscreen. What do you expect?
Grant, my dear fellow, long time no see.
Hello, Bert, I'm sorry.
No apologies, I'm a doctor. I took an oath, regretted often enough, but at least I can get out of this failing hospital for a few hours. Now, don't look shocked, sister. I'm only saying it because I mean it. Peter, I'd be about 3 minutes, eh? Pack my case for me, will you?
Right. What's happening in the theatre?
Oh, not difficult. Luck will overfix the chap up all right. It's as bad as leopard case, eh, Peter?
It's a mess. Time's the problem, though. If we can get away before...
When did it happen?
This afternoon. The wife's frantic.
We get back again when?
Well, late afternoon tomorrow, all being well.
Can I come with you, Dr. Ryder? I'll be able to help.
Impossible, sister. You were on duty here till 7 tomorrow morning. Bag all right?
Good.
The new patient will need a lot of attention. Okay, Peter. Will you follow me in the truck? You brought your truck. I'll take my shotgun. Might see some guinea fowl on the road coming back.
I'd rather have your job, Peter. You've an idea what Barnes must have been like. Good night, sister.
Night. Night, Peter.
It wasn't a vocational motive that had prompted the Knight sister, June Waller, to ask to accompany them out to the Comblings farm. Knight sister Waller was very anxious to spend a few hours alone with Peter Grant. She'd known him for 12 years on and off, and her spinster's dreams were often full of the rangy 6'2" farmer, who was, if the truth be known, in great need of a wife and mistress for Sable Ranch. Anyway, here was an opportunity to at least be with him, even if it didn't lead to a proposal. She spent 5 minutes making a couple of telephone calls across to the nurse's quarters. There, she bludgeoned a sleepy Sister Dutoy to stand in for her that night. And 7 minutes after the doctor and Grant had gone out through the door, Sister June Waller was out by the truck, her own personal box of tricks packed and ready, and a light wind sheet over the hood covering her nurse's attire. 33, Sister June Waller was that year, and as handsome as you could wish for. She had been called beautiful by some men. Certainly you'd look more than once at her, some men might. But it was Grant she'd been after, for half a decade or more.
Dr. Ryder, it's a day off for me tomorrow, so that's all right. And I've arranged with Sister Dutoy to stand in for me tonight, so everything's all right. You'll need me out of this place where the man's been hurt.
She pleaded with her eyes, and the doctor smiled.
Ah, glad to have you, sister. You're right, you'll make a world of difference. All right, Peter, let's go. You'll follow in the truck. I know the road to the Cormorants.
Sister June turned towards the farmer, only to hear that gentleman say,
"Right, let's go. Skellum and me will follow you and the sister, doctor."
Insensitive brute. Idea that we're going to run into trouble on this trip. That's why I wanted to come, so you wouldn't be alone, you see.
Oh, thanks, sister. It's going to rain.
Smells like it back there, back at the Victoria Falls Bridge. The air smells full of rain.
I'm sorry you had to come in this vehicle. If I could have persuaded Grant to allow an old tracker of his to accompany me, this guy would have done so.
It doesn't matter which car we all go in. We're trying to save a man's life, Dr. Ryder.
Fine.
And the doctor smiled in the night. He strained his eyes and gripped the wheel of the truck and hoped the rain wouldn't come. Sister June blushed, although no one could see her blush, because it was dark.
Like this. Hold tight. Now on, we're on the farm road. Bad enough to pay like a car, it's going to be quite the drive.
They pressed on, skidding into and out of old elephant footprints. Eyes showed briefly and rather terrifyingly in the headlights. Once a hyena stood in the rain and watched the truck bear down upon it, jumping aside just in time.
What are we going to have to do? Unless we don't get bugged out in all this mess. See Grant's light, sister?
I haven't seen him for about half an hour now. Do you suppose he's all right?
Oh, he's back there somewhere. If we meet any jumbos, we'll sit tight and wait for him to roar up. He's probably not quite such a brilliant driver as me. Otherwise, he'd be right there behind us. Oh! What about that tea, eh? Call me some?
The tea is coffee, I'm afraid.
Can you drink while you drive?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh, what a night.
Well, we're short of a 10-ton elephant and the next bridge to be underwater.
They met no elephant. The bridges were still safe. Just. They didn't see Grant's lights at all before they arrived at the conference ranch. They did all they could for the injured farmer, whose wounds were terrible, but not fatal.
John told me to send off for Mr. Grant as soon as possible, before he could do any more damage. The natives are terrified of it. They won't even go to the cattle till it's been shot. Where's Peter Grant got to? He left Livings in the same time as you.
Yes, but he might have got stuck or something. Don't worry, Mrs. Conbring. He'll be here soon. At least there are two men in their car, and that old skeleton's never been known to fail to get any car out of the mud. You get some rest now.
Please, sister, see that no one goes near the cloud till Mr. Grant comes. Those were Tom's last instructions to me. Quite hilarious after that. Will he live, Doctor? That's all I've gotten. He's such a good man.
Oh, he'll live. He'll live, Mrs. Conbring. Please rest now.
Bertha Conbring went to bed, and the doctor returned to her husband. The nurse followed him into the room. The farmer's wounds were ugly. Another few hours and the man might well have died.
Tea.
Ah, thanks, lovely. Well, we've won all right. He'll never be the man he was, but he's going to live. Tough, these old ones. Well, Peter's truck hasn't let him down. Storm was behind us, right in his path.
I'll be glad to hear him arriving. He had Skellum with him. Takes him everywhere.
There's nothing he can't sort his way out of. Also, I'll be glad when he arrives. I'll stay with Cormoran now till it's light, sister. You get some rest, will you? Well, it's light. I'm going to get some guinea fowl. There'll be a brace for the nurse's quarters, too. I'm very grateful.
I nearly forgot. We're not to leave the house till Peter's shot the leopard. So don't go after your guinea fowl till he gets here. Mrs. Conbring asked me to tell you. She was pretty worried.
Yeah, all right.
I'll watch him. You're more tired than you think. Please, will you rest? I'm okay.
Thanks.
You'll easily hear the truck when it comes.
Sleep within the minute. Tom Conbrink rested easily now. He'd need help from now on to manage the farm, thought June Waller as she watched his chest heaving. He'd always limp, and the right arm would be just about useless. June was the only one awake in the house. She walked to the back and looked out across the yard, wet and shining in the moonlight, to the bush beyond. Somewhere there was a leopard. Somewhere. Somewhere there was a man called Peter Grant who was coming to kill that leopard. The new day was not far away. It would be a very somber dawn, grey with the hint of more rain. June leant back against the door and was very still. The house was still. The fatigue of the last few hours slowly left her face. She closed her eyes for a few moments, opened them again, and it seemed as if there had grown in the east a slight silvery tinge.
Where have you got to, Peter Grant? What do you get for risking your life every once in a while like this? You don't get anything. All you want is to farm in peace. Peter Grant. Mrs. Peter Grant. Sable Ranch wouldn't be any the worse off with me in it, my lad. This is a home. A Conbrink's home. He's torn and bleeding in that room. She is asleep after hours of crying and worry. The doctor who saved his life's asleep. And me? What am I doing? Waiting for Peter Grant to come. Why, I don't know. He hardly knows I exist. Wild animals. His farm. His smelly old tracker, Skellum, and helping people. That's all he cares about. I'd love a man like that, though. I know I could. But when he comes, he'll just grin and say, "Hello, Juno girl. How goes it?"
"Hello, Juno girl. How goes it?" "Bertha, how's Tom?" "We lost the doctor completely back around Ben's Folly. Elephant. I ask you, ruddy things wouldn't get out of the way."
chase these elephants away. In our road. We could not pass. There is much rain and very much lightning. Light up the sky. One bull, he want to push over the mortar into the mud. These strong lights, they annoy these beasts. So, we sit in the dark waiting for them to go away. Wana Grant, he say the Tembo only want to play with us. So he will not shoot them. The belt was too wet for us to turn the mortar. So, after a long time, because we have to come here to see the Bwana Kobrink, you see, after a long time, my Bwana say, okay, and he charged the elephant with the mortar. How? The big bull, he scream. All the Tembo come and be angry, and then they scream, ow! And they push, and over the safari truck she go. This is why we are so late. But the doctor, he is make the Bwana Kobrink well. So there is no great evil from the Tembo making us so late.
But how did you replicate the Skellum?
Oh, we are only two men. But we chop down small trees and push, till we have him right.
Boasting Skellum. We can only thank our lucky stars Dr. Ryder went in the first truck, Bertha. If he'd been with me...
Oh, Skellum, you're wonderful. Have some more coffee.
Aren't I wonderful too, then, sister?
I think you're very wonderful.
Everything's fine. Mrs. Cormoran, your man's not going to be quite so handy about the places he was. He'll need more help, I'm afraid.
Tom will hate that, Doctor. But so long as he's going to be all right, I don't think I care. I was so afraid. I really...
I'll have to get sorted out, then. You'll be staying today, won't you, Peter? Shoot this blasted leopard, eh?
About the size of it, yes. Things caused enough trouble. As soon as it's properly light, I'll be off.
I'll have to get ready, Doctor.
The sister and the doctor have done everything for my Tom. He will get well now. But, oh, Peter, that was a terrible hit. But the boy says he's the biggest they've seen.
I'll go in a few minutes. Pretty light already.
How? Oh, that doctor, with his mooty, he is too clever. He is more clever than my half-brother Taylor, who cannot cure the leopard's bite. But then, he is not a Maloo.
One more assignment over.
Not quite.
We need more coffee before you leave, Peter.
Still got the leopard to account for. My assignment, as you call it, hasn't begun yet. Yours is over, yes.
Will you have far to go, do you think?
The leopard? Well, I can't say for sure. If old Bertha says it's correct, I'll hardly have to step outside the door. But they're unpredictable, leopard. Lion, yes, it's pretty safe to say, will behave in a certain way. Behavior obeys a pattern. Leopard? You never can tell. Don't like leopard very much.
Oh, be careful, Peter.
Sure. Well, time.
Before you go, to warm you and give you strength, I'll put brandy in the coffee.
Grant saw the look Sister June Waller gave him that time. Something registered in his man of the bush, seeker after danger, tough guy imagination. But he probably forgot it the moment he got outside the house. He certainly forgot it when he saw Skellum.
Bwana!
Skellum! What the devil are you shouting for?
The doctor has gone out that way with his gun. Why? This is our work. Not for the doctor, man.
Where? Which way?
There. These doctors are for mending broken heads and bones.
Shut up, Skellum. Did he have a shotgun?
But yes, we have a gun. Yes, he has.
I told him. Bertha said no one must leave till he's killed the leopard.
He'll be okay. He hasn't been gone long.
What's the matter?
We'll get after him straight away.
What's happened?
Nothing.
No, I will follow the Bwana.
We wanted to get some guinea fowl.
There's more than guinea fowl out there. Skellum, come on.
They ran fast. Although Grant had sworn that the doctor would be all right, he was suddenly seized with a kind of dread, intuition, call it what you like. It visited him, this feeling, once every few years. It was never wrong. He felt it that morning, and they ran fast. They reached the tall trees bordering the footpath to the shed where the calves were housed.
Skellum! This way!
The animals of the jungle and bush respect and fear the true hunter, but for the beginner, the amateur, they reserve only derision. Oh, they know at once, just as a domestic dog knows when a visitor to the house is afraid of it. The killer was stretched out along a low branch of a tree, half a mile along the footpath. The leopard felt a great need to kill. It was going to kill the first person, man or woman, who passed under him. The doctor was that person. Both barrels he'd fired, but the flying fury took deep hold of his arm and shoulder.
Oh,
Stand back! Back still!
Skellum, help.
Here's my...
Ryder, doctor.
Grant, so sorry. Sorry, man. Arm and shoulder. That's all the brute got hold of. My brute gave the shotgun to him, kept him off.
Ryder, I think you can stand. Here.
Things breath stank. Oh, thanks, I... Blasted, stupid.
I had to take the risk. Devil of a tango rolling about there.
Everything there. I need's at home. I'll dress it. And make a dash for Livingston. You know, it could be serious for me. I'm a surgeon, not a GP. Oh, long time since I saw my blood. It's okay. I can walk if you'll be on hand if I keel over.
They made it back to the ranch. Ryder almost fainted once or twice. He was bleeding badly. Physician, heal thyself.
Don't flash the boiling water and keep calm, but Raoul, you'll disturb Tom. It's all right, it's all right.
Gentlemen, we should keep two white men. How? And where are the brave boys at the one clothing place? Where are they?
Shut up, Skellum. Okay, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks. Thank
you. I will tell them the cowards they are. I will tell them now, Skellum.
Oh, sister, you'd make a surgeon. Lovegood will take care of me. How long to Livingston, Peter?
Now, daylight. 2 hours. Depends on the roads. I don't think the storm will have done too much damage. Hope the bridges are okay.
You
I'll get the truck.
You drive all right, sister. Will you be able to manage the doctor's car? I'll have to carry Tom Combring.
Go home to your women. You are like these dogs here. Go away before I get
you. Skellum's telling your boys what he thinks of them for not getting after the leopard. Will you bring the doctor's car around, sister? You'll be okay in daylight.
I'm a magician, Peter Grant. Of course I'll be all right.
Yes. Well, right.
Get out of my sight, you fellow! The burn of their burn of your interest! So!
Skellum! Get in the truck and shut up, you silly old fool!
Put a mattress in the truck that belonged to Peter Grant, and the sister drove Dr. Ryder back to Livingston in the second vehicle. Bertha Combrink travelled with Grant, for during the journey her husband became conscious and obstreperous. The little convoy had to stop twice, for Ryder lapsed into unconsciousness, and it was necessary to administer drugs. In just over 2.5 hours they reached the hospital in Livingston. The day before, Grant had driven out with a doctor to attend a man who had been savaged by a leopard. Now, the matron was assailed by a member of her nursing staff, covered from head to foot in mud, and the farmer and the doctor, both severely ill. The last sister June Waller saw of Peter Grant was that man standing just inside the matron's office, enjoying a cup of coffee with her. But Miss Waller had not given up. Time was on her side. There was an unhappy sequel to the story. 3 days later, they amputated Dr. Ryder's right arm. Some men, though, can take ill luck. Ryder could. First of all, he asked Sister June Waller to marry him. And then, when she refused him, he offered his services to the hospital's medical school as a lecturer. Grant returned with Skellum to Sable Ranch. Tom Combrink settled down for a spell in hospital in a bed next to Ryder. Sister Waller went about her duties at the European Hospital Livingston, furiously working on a campaign whereby Peter Grant would be forced to acknowledge her existence. Once that had been accomplished, she reckoned she'd be able to do fine from there on.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.